Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
This season for the Bears has been defined by Ben Johnson's arrival, the offense, young talent, great comebacks. But on a franchise whose foundation is defense, now their defense must come up for them in the biggest moment of the season. Third attempt.
They come back to the pressure. Matthew Stafford got him when they tried to hit him with that edge pressure last time. And they are not going there here. They're going to play zone defense.
14, the Rams run it with Williams. He's stopped. 17-yard line. Dennis Allen's defense comes up with a stop. More in motion. Rams bring four. Williams in trouble. Escaping. Trying to run far. Can he get there? Took the hit. Stayed in bounds. First down, Bears. From the 48, deep drop, Williams. Got time. Shot downfield in trouble. Is intercepted by Cam Curl. Curl goes over, makes the play. And the Rams have it back. Third interception of the night for Williams.
I don't know exactly what Moore was thinking here, but it looked like he just was not interested. Curl had his eyes on Caleb Williams. He saw the release point. I'm not sure that Moore ever did.
His nickname is the Thicker Kicker. It's never been a thicker pressure moment to send the Rams to the championship game. Mavis with 42 on line, and it's good! And the Los Angeles Rams go to the championship game with an overtime win in Chicago.
Mike Tirico on the call right there. Bears lose to the Rams 20-17. I am Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Got about an hour left with you taking your phone calls, reactions to this Bears game. I have come to the conclusion that I am pissed and hopeful. People have been coming up with two words to describe their emotions because you have an emotion about the game, right? Where I, like most, feel like the Bears should have won that game, and there are a handful of things you can point to, moments, plays that could have changed the outcome of the game, and then hopeful for the future of the Chicago Bears. And so it's been difficult to struggle with the two emotions because I'm angry, but I'm not like angry about the future, but I'm angry in the present. I'm angry that Rome Odunze dropped the touchdown. I'm angry that penalties allowed the Rams to have an extra field goal towards the end of the first half. I'm angry that The Bears had countless opportunities to take the lead in the second half before giving up the touchdown to the Rams to make it 17-10. I'm angry that the Bears defense did their job in overtime, got the ball back, didn't allow a field goal, didn't allow any points, got the ball back, and the Bears couldn't capitalize. I'm angry that the Bears had first and 10 on the 50-yard line with an opportunity to kick a game-winning field goal 15 yards away, and Caleb Williams threw an interception. I'm angry at all those things. I'm angry that the Bears didn't get outclassed by a better team. I'm angry that that couldn't be the way that I went into the offseason sunset saying, hey, the Rams were just better. Look at that. MVP Matthew Stafford, defense, Jared Verse, Byron Young, Puka Nacua dominated, like things like that. But that wasn't the case at all. The Bears were right there with them. Curious about your thoughts on this one. 312-644-6767. Don't forget, Dustin Rhodes coming up at 5. Molly and Hall with Olin Kreutz, Brad Biggs, Mike Florio at 7, 8, and 9. Raheem Harrison, Grody got Anthony Heron and Dan Weeder at 11 and 1. And Spiegel and Holmes have Kurt Warner at 3. And right now, I got you. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Bernie out in Northwest Indiana. Bernie, are you angry about this one, or are you just more focused on the future of the Chicago Bears?
Well, I figure that they did what I thought they were going to do. You know, I didn't. You know, listen, we watched this same scenario all year. You know, I mean, come to the fourth quarter, you're down by 10 points, 11 points. Well, you got to come back. You got to tie it. No time left on the clock. You know, and that's because the quarterback is so inaccurate in the first three quarters. Because if he was accurate, they'd be up by 2-3 touchdowns. That's how good that team is. You know, I mean, and to watch him play the first three quarters, I just wonder what happens in the fourth quarter that, you know, these defenses, they go in this, you know, yesterday was different. That was a good game yesterday. They play football from the time it kicks off till the time they get the field goal to win, you know.
Yeah, I think to your point, Bernie, right, I think momentum matters. And whether it's in the fourth quarter when Caleb is stringing together a few drives and the defense is feeding off of that. But I think momentum matters even in the very beginning. We talk about Caleb Williams not performing for three quarters, but, man, there were some pretty bad drops. And I'm not just talking about the Roma Dunze potential touchdown on the first drive of the game. I'm talking about some other ones where that gets into Caleb's head. When Caleb threw the ball to Colston Loveland 15 times last game, it's because he felt a level of comfort with his tight end in that I can give him the ball and at least he's going to come through if I put it in his catching radius. When Roma Dunze is dropping a ball and then, you know, Luther, it's like, you're like, he's like, oh my God, who am I going to get the ball to? Colston's dropping one, like, what's going on? Who can I trust in this situation? You see DJ come down with a great catch in the middle of the game. So if Loveland's down, DJ, you're my guy. And that's why he goes to them in that situation. So, I mean, it's tough, but momentum matters. And that's what we got to understand. Momentum matters. Ben Johnson's going to prioritize that. Caleb Williams is going to prioritize that. And unfortunately, it got the best of them in this game. Because that would have been, if Roma Dunze catches that ball in the end zone, Bears go up 7-0. And the elements are affecting Matthew Stafford the way that they did. You know, we could play the what-if game for the next hour that I'm on the show. All right, 312-644-6767. Don't necessarily want to do that. I'd rather talk to you instead. Let's go out to Dan out in Rockford. Dan, when you're thinking about Ben Johnson and what he was able to accomplish with this team, you got to feel good about it. But what were your thoughts about this game in particular?
Okay. Hope you're having a good night, Gabe.
Thank you.
Despite everything. My thoughts go back to before this game. I've had issues with Ben Johnson since the Packer games. I feel like he outthinks himself.
True.
And when they didn't take those points at the beginning of the game, I was, all right, I mean, obviously I still enjoyed the game, but I was done at that point. I was already so mad that he left those points on the board. And my biggest thing, another caller came and said it, not ever rolling Caleb out or letting Caleb run. I don't know if that's a Ben Johnson thing or if that's a Caleb thing, but the fact that you have one of the fastest quarterbacks in the entire league and that man never runs the ball when it's third and three, fourth and one, it frustrates me and I don't get it. And that's probably my biggest thing coming out of this season. And Ben Johnson leaving points on the board, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But I think you're right.
To me, he just does it too much.
And he's had a history of it throughout the season, Dan, and I appreciate the call. I mean, there's been moments where, you know, even I've said it on this show, right, or on this station, where, oh, you don't think I'm getting Coastin Loveland the ball yet? Well, watch this. First play of the game, play action to Coastin Loveland, right, to prove a point. Oh, you don't think I can run the ball? Look what I'm going to do now. Like, it's almost to show us. But again, I think for me, that's more. Listen, I'll say this, okay? And I'll use my job as the example. And I want you guys to ride with me for this one for a second. I used to be a producer before I wasn't the actual, like, I was the producer, but I was on air, right? So I was talking on the microphone, but I wasn't the main host. I want to make this very clear. I was not the main host. And I always used to get mad at my main host because he would forget things or he would, you know, we would need to get to something at a certain break and he wouldn't do it. And I would get so frustrated at him. And I would think, you're an idiot. And then I finally got the opportunity to be the main host of the show. And I remember my producer telling me to do things and I wasn't doing it because even though you're close, right? Even though you're close, even though you're the producer, even though you're on the air, you're not in the main chair, so you don't understand. And even though you think you can do the job, when you get into that position, you are overwhelmed because it's more than you thought. And so I say that about Ben Johnson. I try to make the parallels there in that Ben Johnson could have been the offensive coordinator, could have been calling the plays for other teams, as other callers have been saying, in playoff games, but never as the head coach. You can be as close as you want to a position, but you need to sit and live in it in order to understand it at its level. And you can think you know, but you don't until you sit in that chair. And so Ben Johnson and all his decision-making this year, the hope is that he gets an opportunity to look at it from the outside and make the adjustments, because that's where you get better, right? And if we trust Ben Johnson as the head coach of this team, the leader of the 53 men plus practice squad that plays, then we have to trust. And if we believe he's done a good job this season, which is unequivocally true, then we have to hold true that he will make those adjustments next season. And we have to just deal with those bumps and bruises in the present, because if we're human, we know that just happens. But that's why we get to chat about it. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Let's go to Bob out in Downers Grove. Bob, you got some things to say about Ben Johnson as well, huh?
Yeah, Gabe, I'm right with you, man. Like, I don't care what you do in the regular season. Like, that's great. You can be as aggressive as you want. But in the playoffs, just points are just such a premium. You're playing the NFL MVP and probably the offensive player of the year. You got to take the 3 points. And it's just, I just hope to God that he learned his lesson. And you can still be aggressive and not just be reckless with winning the game. The other thing I wanted to say is about the DJ Moore. Like, mm-hmm. He got absolutely rocked on the sideline. That may have been the hardest hit he took all year, and he was not okay. I don't know who cleared him to play, but that last play, I don't know if you've ever tried to play a high-level sports with a concussion. It is impossible, dude. That last play, he didn't even know where he was. He was running down the field, and like his head was just not in the game. They made a great play, but I hope people just don't come at DJ too much, because that hit he took on the sideline was so hard.
Yeah, that's a good point, ridiculous. Bob. That's one thing that I didn't think back to, and I didn't make the connection between his route running and that incident, but I do remember him getting hit and then immediately calling for the substitution to get out of that game. And DJ Moore has dealt with a lot of that this season, right? Where, you know, he's found himself nicked and bruised, and but still been an Iron Man nonetheless. And then, so that's been tough. But I think going back to your Ben Johnson point, Bob, it's the assumption that it'll always work, right? Where, and I think when you're talking about the risk reward with taking points in certain scenarios, a field goal is going to be, as we see in this game, right? This game went to overtime, so a field goal would have decided the game. I think you have to anticipate you being in a close game when it ends, so that three becomes that much more valuable, at least from the very beginning, right? Where points are at a premium. Bears have been ineffective in the first three quarters. So get some points on the board and try to stack them up instead of, you know, losing a little bit of momentum. I think that's what everyone has been trying to agree with. Bob, I appreciate the phone call. We're taking yours as well. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Diedrich. Diedrich, welcome to the show, man. What'd you think about this one?
I got two things. One, I'm not disappointed in the season. I say that because what I think the Bears could use is a speedy receiver. And two, they need somebody to pair with Montez Sweat to wreak havoc on that defensive line. The way I looked at it was really, I mean, nobody expected the Bears to be in this position. And I believe that the way Ben Johnson called the game last night was he figured, hey, look, we got this far. Nobody expected us to be here. So, hey, let's do what we've done all season, you know, to win ball games. I mean, I really believe he felt like, you know, what they had been doing worked. And I believe he thought it would happen that way last night, except for that last interception. And this is the reason why I say we need speedy receiver, because I saw DJ Moore when he made that break, and he was wide open. But what you have to forget about, Kobe has that great closing speed. You need a wide receiver that can break away, and you can't close on him like that. DJ is not that. He's more of a possession receiver than me. But other than that, I mean, I'm satisfied with the season.
Right. Like you said, DJ, you're not disappointed in the season. I think a lot of people would agree with that. And I think that's the most difficult part about today. And I want everyone to really be in that mindset where – you know, Diedrich says things like, got to add somebody across from Montez Sweat. Yeah, sure. But that wasn't the reason why the Bears lost. So and you're not disappointed in the season. Sure, I'm not either, but I'm still upset that the Bears lost the way they did. And I think that's the tricky thing about today. And I think you as a Bears fan, it is your responsibility to know what you're talking about today. Right? You're going to be at the water coolers. You're going to be in the text group chats. You're going to be doing everything. But it's your responsibility to know what it is exactly that you're talking about. And be clear on what you want to, like what you want your message to be. Right? In pure communication form. I want my message to be about last night, etc. Ben Johnson's play calling, right? Or Caleb Williams' interceptions. You know, Coastal Loveland going down. Or I want to talk about the future of the Bears. I'm done with that game. Like, it's your responsibility, because it's gonna be a lot of murky waters today. But I want you to be clear so that way you guys can have good conversations, because that's what we're going to be doing all day today on The Score. I am Gabe Ramirez. I am the beginning of the Plumbers 911 Football Monday here on 670 The Score, presented by Busey Bank. But all day today, we got you covered. All right, coming up in just about 40 minutes, Dustin Rhodes taking over with the pregame show, leading you right into Mullion Hall. They got Olin Krutz at 7, Brad Biggs at 8, Mike Florio at 9 o'clock in studio. So he's not going to do thumbs up to make the Zoom, you know, do fireworks. He's not going to be able to do that today. Raheem Harrison, Grody, Anthony Heron's going to be on at 11 with the group. And then Dan Weeder will jump on at 1. And then Spiegel and Holmes, they got Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock. But right now, until I get up out of here, I'm ready to talk to you. I want to hear how you're feeling about the game and or the future of the Chicago Bears, because they're both relevant as we speak. 312-644-6767. Taking your phone calls next. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
No, I would go back and I'll look at all three interceptions, but I didn't think he had any jitters or anything like that. I thought he was the normal Caleb that I've grown accustomed to. And like I said, those guys made plays and we didn't.
Ben Johnson talking about Caleb Williams and the three interceptions. Obviously, turnovers contributing to the loss. Bears fall to the Rams 20-17 at Soldier Field. And points were at a premium. A lot of phone calls coming in today, coming down on Ben Johnson and the inability to, I don't know, value the possessions that he had to put points on the board. I mean, when you're thinking about the first half alone, Bears had five possessions. Four of those possessions were in the red zone, right? Four of them were there. Or gold zone, right outside of it. And, you know, the first one, you're at the 21, you know, could have potentially been, the field goal there. Then you get the touchdown, you punt, the turnover on downs after that happens on the 32. So that's why I say the gold zone in the area. But again, could have been a field goal. And then another field goal. So 10 points in the first half, five possessions, four of them in the red zone. And then, you know, in the second half as well, I mean, in the fourth quarter, after the Rams had taken the lead 17-10, you know, the Bears, again, another opportunity to, I know it's you're there and you're at the end zone, you want the touchdown, but a field goal there, the Bears ultimately end up getting a touchdown a little bit later. So there's points there that are on the board that you're thinking about. But again, a lot of decisions that were made there that the Bears will learn from. But this one hurts because the Bears were in a position to win this game. But it's Gabe Ramirez, 670 to score, taking your phone calls until I get out of here at 5 o'clock. Let's get out to them quickly, man. Let's go to Jeff out in Bridgeport. Jeff, so many things to talk about, not only with this game, but the future of the team. Where are you at now that the game is finally over and the season is as well?
Gabe, well, great show, man. I haven't slept. This is one that stings for a little bit, and luckily I don't have to work tomorrow. But, you know, a lot of people talk about, obviously, the plays that Ben Johnson is calling. You know, when you look at where he came from in Detroit, he's coming from somebody like a Dan Campbell who is notorious for taking the risks and taking gambles and, you know, rolling dice and seeing what happens. And I feel like that's kind of rubbed off from what we've seen and what you've just mentioned through the whole show. You know, pick up the points, get scores, go ahead, get the points there, but then you're trying to take gambles. We saw it in a couple games of the regular season, making plays or trying to do creative and get unique with certain plays, and it doesn't pan out. I don't know if that's going to continue. Hopefully he learns from it moving forward. I have nothing wrong with the players. I think they played their hearts out. The city was ready for it. I went last week to the Packer game. Amazing, amazing crowd today. Bars were packed. The fans are ready. I think the players really showed a lot of maturity and growth. Again, starts at the top, though, and I really hope that he can take a step back, learn from this, and grow, because if he doesn't, I don't want to see what happened in Detroit. You know, Detroit had a great season and some surprise, and you know, they took the risk and took the gambles, and they kind of made it, but they didn't make it that far, and now they've kind of faded out, and I really don't want to see that happen. I think there's so much potential and growth, but it's just I'm fired up, and I'm upset, and I just hope that he learns from this, and she'll take the points. You don't have to, and then on top of it, too, why not 5-yard pass, 4-yard pass, here and there, chip away, getting field goal range at that last possession? Why do you got to go downfield? Why do you have to make a pass downfield? Just keep on chipping away, getting field goal range. Let us do what we do and win the game. It's frustrating, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to go to bed. I'm still.
No. You stay wired up. You stay wired up listening to the score. We got a whole day full of good stuff for you, because it's not Victory Monday, but it's Proud Monday for sure, right? Proud of the team, proud of what they've done. But we can be critical at the same time. You can still feel optimistic about where the team is headed while at the same time really assessing what took place during the game. And, another one that stood out to me, Jeff, is that, you know, before the Rams kicked the field goal, the last one to set up the game. When the Bears still had a timeout in the pocket when the thicker kicker was ready to do his thing. Not that it's going to change anything, but damn, why not use the timeout? You know, and I know you're probably thinking, man, he's going to be nervous in the real time, but I was thinking about that too. Like, why not just ice the kicker? I mean, these are guys that they're used to doing shotgun drills, right? Where they're used to, get the ball, you spike it, and then you got to run on the field and kick it immediately. Like that's part of rhythm for them, right? Not having a timeout called, sitting there thinking about it. You know, it's like shooting a free throw with the game on the line. It's a little tougher, but there's so much. It's like, you know what, I am dealing. Grant, I got Grant Leader producing today. I think I'm dealing with the five stages of grief in real time. I think every hour has been. You know,
every hour is just added on to the stage of grief.
Every added, I've been at, because I've done the angry, right? And now I'm like coming to terms with it. I don't even know what the five stages are, but coming to terms with
it
now.
There's depressed, there's denial, there's anger. You're looking it up right now, aren't you?
Yes, of course I am. You're there. You did it. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance.
Bargaining, I missed that one.
So I think I'm at depression right now. At first it was denial. I can't believe we just lost. Then I was angry. We should have been doing all these things. Then I did the bargaining where I'm trying to figure out where I'm headed. And I did the future Bears versus present anger. And now I'm just depressed. I'm sad. Sad that the Bears have lost and this is where we're at. Where are you at? 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez here. Bears lose to the Rams, ending their season 20-17. And we're taking your calls before I get up out of here, man. Let's go to Ethan out in Lamont. Ethan, welcome to the show. Ethan just left. My bad. Let's go to Kevin then. Kevin out up north. Kevin, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, Gabe? Last time we talked, it was the day that Dick Butkus died.
Oh,
and I called in on the radio, so I appreciate you taking the call then and now. I've got a couple things. I wrote down the score or my prediction before the game started, and it was just the same feeling I had before the Philadelphia Eagle game, and that is I was worried we were going to get boat raced by the Rams, and in this case both of them broke a different way. So it was sort of like we were playing with house money. And hindsight's 2020, of course, looking back. But I'm happy as heck with the season. And when you're going to go for it, you're going to go for it. And I'd just soon, dinosaur this way than the way they've done the past years. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, everyone had a different script, right, of how this one was going to go out. To me, all week long on the Chicago lead on CHSN, I was talking about how turnovers were going to be critical, how Matthew Stafford is prone to interceptions, and, you know, you didn't have a turnover against the Green Bay Packers. So it was going to be paramount that the Bears were going to have one, if not several. And there were multiple opportunities, right, Kevin? Multiple opportunities for the Bears to walk away. You saw Kevin Byard had his hand on a couple. Tremaine Edmonds was close to some. Montez Sweat with the strip sack. Tyreek Stevenson nearby. I mean, so there were opportunities for the Bears to capitalize, and it's something that they would have needed. But again, I mean, if I would have told you that, you know, Matthew Stafford wouldn't throw a touchdown, right? That he wouldn't throw a touchdown on the day, that Puka Nacua would have 56 yards on the day, that you would think the Bears would have won. If I would have told you Devontae Adams would have two catches for 24 yards, right? That Caleb Williams wouldn't get sacked. These are all things that skew in favor of the Chicago Bears. And again, it's not the script that we anticipated, because I think you're right. I think, you know, and I fell victim to it as well, right? Where you hear about the big bad wolf, the Los Angeles Rams, the number one offense in the league. We are very aware of the offensive inability of the Chicago Bears in certain moments. So you thought that would play out. But you forget that these guys have pride, especially the Chicago Bears team. This defense held them to 17 points in regulation, a team that was averaging 30 on the season. So there's, you know, this team felt like they belonged, and I think they proved that. And what I've been really smarting about all evening long is that the Bears didn't get outplayed and outclassed. And that's what I thought as a fan was going to happen to my team that, air quote, overachieved this season, found themselves in the playoffs with a victory under their belt against their arch nemesis, the Green Bay Packers. Then they go up and face a juggernaut in the Los Angeles Rams, and you kept waiting for the clock to strike midnight on this Cinderella story. But again, I envisioned it happening in a different way, where the Bears will be outclassed. So I am a little frustrated, but again, I want to hear what you have to say about this one, because I wonder if you're equally as upset. Because I've been getting some calls where people are happy about the future of the Bears, and I'm okay with that, but I'm still upset about the present. Let's go to Fari on the phone lines. Fari, welcome to the show, man. Are you frustrated? Which feeling is stronger for you? Is it the anger that the Bears lost, or the happiness and hopefulness of the future?
Yes. I think that the Bears, I feel bad about the fact that they lost. A little angry because the game was lost on the very first drive. You can't take a young quarterback and just strip him of his momentum. And that's what happened. The look that was on Caleb's face after Dunze dropped that ball, because he actually split two receivers and hit him right on the number, and the ball was dropped. And the look that was on his face, that carried a young quarterback all the way over through that game. Even though they came back and they tried as best they could, they weren't outclassed. They should have beat this team. But it was something about that look that was on his face that told me, I said, you know, this is going to be a long road for them. And they had to come up the rest of the game. They were working behind the rest of the entire game. So, you know, the future is, you know, we can't say what the future holds for the team. But I know one thing, they should have won this game, and they could have won this game. They weren't outclassed. You can look at the entire team. They had stops. There's a lot of things we don't see on that field. They had put stops on some of their main guys. They should have won this game. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Fire. I think you're absolutely right. I think, again, this was supposed to be this potent, high-powered offense, and this, you know, struggling, air quotes again, struggling Bears defense stepped up to the plate. But you bring up a great point about the beginning of the game. Not only are the points important because you're in the playoffs, not only are the points important for momentum with the crowd, but you're right, Fari, what it means to your quarterback. This guy who has been in the playoffs, in a playoff run for his first time ever, playing against a potential MVP quarterback in Matthew Stafford, Super Bowl winning coach in Sean McVay, and you want to build up his confidence as much as possible in that moment. And he did look dejected throughout the game at several moments. But certainly after that pass to Roma Dunze, broke his heart. Broke my heart. I was heartbroken at that play. And you did. And because we as fans, regardless of how good this season has been, we're still a bit cynical. We're still waiting for that heartbreak. And so when the Bears didn't get the touchdown in that very first play, and then not only did Roma Dunze drop the ball, but the Bears then ended up throwing the interception. So when both of those things happen and you get 0 points out of that, the fan base feels dejected. Everyone feels that. And now there's an uphill battle to climb, as opposed to giving yourself an opportunity to get some momentum being built with the 3 points right there. But you live and you learn, and I think we all agree that the Bears should, can't say they will, but should be in this type of predicament again, not only with their coach, but also their quarterback. That's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Taking your phone calls until I get up out of here at 5 o'clock, so make sure you got those coming in. 312-644-6767. I'm handing it off to Dustin Rhodes, the pregame show. Then, of course, Mully and Hall after that, because we got you all day today on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. Olin Kreutz, Brad Biggs, Mike Florio at 7, 8, and 9. Then Raheemi Harrison Grody got Anthony Heron and Dan Weeder at 11 and 1. Spiegel and Holmes, they got Kurt Warner to wrap things up. But I got one more break. I'm wrapping things up on the other side, and I want to hear from you. Is the anger from the Bears loss more than the happiness and hopefulness of the future, or is it vice versa? 312-644-6767. Your call's next. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on The Score.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
His nickname is the Thicker Kicker. It's never been a thicker pressure moment to send the Rams to the championship game. Los Angeles Rams go to the championship game with an overtime win in Chicago.
Just like that, off the foot of Mavis, the thicker kicker, as Mike Tirico mentioned, Harrison Mavis. You know, it's funny, during the game, they showed where he was born. It was in Indiana, some Warsaw, Indiana.
They showed it for everybody on the broadcast.
And when I saw Warsaw, Indiana, I thought to myself, oh, okay, he's kicked in some bad weather before. You know, people were making a big deal about him being the rookie kicker and what it would mean kicking in Soldier Field. Warsaw, Indiana, I'm sure they have their fair share of bad weather. But again, I felt like the timeout should have came right there. Timeout, ice the kicker. Who knows what would have happened right there, but Bears shouldn't have found themselves in that predicament to begin with. Having had first and 10 at the 50-yard line in overtime after already stopping Matthew Stafford, the Bears should have continued to chip away and put Cairo Santos, as opposed to Harrison Mavis, in that predicament to win the game. And, you know, I was talking to Dustin Rhodes during the break, and he brought up a great point. He's like, I don't want to watch next week's game. I don't want to see the Rams versus the Patriots in the Super Bowl, because then I'm going to think the Bears should have been there. And the Bears could have beaten little Drake May. Imagine that, little Drake May, little Caleb Williams in the Super Bowl, the storylines that would have been there. Then the Bears would have scored for three quarters. But then they would have came back in the Let's go back out to the phone lines. Take some more calls before we get out of here. Let's go to Paul out in Palatine. Paul, this one hurt. And it continues to hurt the more the show goes on.
Thanks so much for all the service you've given this past year listening to us. And I just want to say I appreciate you coming in at these odd hours.
Paul. Appreciate you, man.
Some thoughts I've got. I'm more of a football fan than I am a Bears fan, to be honest with you. Just some thoughts I have about the season with Caleb. The guy obviously is an outstanding athlete, incredible athlete. And sometimes, and I see a tendency, it almost seems like there's a resistance to run the ball with him. And like numerous times throughout the season, I'll see, you know, a lot of green grass on the replays, and it seems like he shows his behind the line presence as a passer. He wants to show that, his skills. But sometimes I sense he's a resistance to run the ball. And this is controversial, but sometimes I'm wondering if he might be if he doesn't want to be stereotyped as a running quarterback. He doesn't want to show that side of him. He wants to be just behind the line of scrimmage quarterback. He doesn't want to show that the running skills for some reason, or he wants to be considered only a regular.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Paul. I hear what you're saying. And I think it's true. I mean, obviously, there are certain quarterbacks like that. Lamar Jackson, certainly one of them. I think Justin Fields, at a certain point, tried to prove, you know, that he wasn't a running quarterback, but, it got the best of him. I think with Caleb Williams, he said it, right? I feel like I'm the most athletic player on the field. And if that's the case, then you want to use your legs. But I also think he's smart. And smart enough to understand that if he does run, you might end up like Jaden Daniels. You might end up like a lot of those running quarterbacks that, shorten the life of their NFL careers by doing so. When we saw a play this last game against the Rams where, he could have ran, but Cole Kmet was right there a couple yards in front of him, and he made the smart decision to give it to him to get the first down as opposed to putting his body in harm's way. And I think we've seen that he has the ability to throw the ball. Right. And so he's a young guy, 24, second year in the league, and, getting Ben Johnson. I'm sure Ben Johnson probably tells him that, too. Right. I want you on the field and I need you to throw the ball. And maybe that's why they didn't cause many design runs, is maybe a Luke Getsy did, in certain situations. You get him the opportunity to get out there. And he said it when he ran the ball last year, too, a couple times, and he had successful games. He's like, that's not what I'm trying to do. Your boy's not trying to be out here throwing the ball like that. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez, got a couple more minutes. Take a couple more calls. Let's go to Hakeem up on the north side. Hakeem, welcome to the show, man. Are you more optimistic than you are angry about last night's loss?
I'm both.
Fair.
I'm both. I'm very optimistic, but I'm very angry because I saw our team make a lot of mistakes. A lot of mistakes. This is the first time where I saw the Bears where the coaching was horrible and the quarterback play was horrible together. And we still only lost by three, which makes me optimistic. I knew the Bears can beat the Rams. We are a bad matchup for them. We are a bad matchup for Seattle.
anybody in that division, we can beat. That West Coast division, we can beat. Any one of them.
I mean, I was at the game in San Francisco when we lost, and that was a tough one. That was a tough one. I mean, it's just, it goes to show you how good the NFC West is, though, right? San Francisco beats up on the Bears, then they, you know, they beat up on the Eagles, and then all of a sudden, you know, the Rams are in there playing against Seattle. So you got three teams from the West really making deep playoff runs. And it says a lot about, you know, that division. And Bears hope to get there. Hakeem, the Bears hope to get to that place where they can have an offense that fires on all cylinders, that could put up a ton of points, but also at the same time a defense that can keep you in games. You know, the way that their defense did, right? Like, their offense didn't come out to play, right? Puka Nacua, 56 yards. Matthew Stafford, no touchdowns on the day. Devontae Adams, 2 catches, 24 yards. But their defense kept them in the game, right? Bears had some drops, and they're unfortunate, but their defense did a good job as well of keeping the Bears and limiting them in certain situations on fourth and short, third and short, when Bears were trying to extend plays and drives. And hopefully that's where the Bears, when we talk about optimism, hopefully that's where the Bears can get to, right, where they can be a complete team and feel a little bit better about that one.
No. San Francisco game, one score. The Rams game, one score.
Oh, wait. You're breaking up, Hakeem. Sorry about that. You sounded like a little mom. But I get it. You know what? That's just God telling me that it's time to go. Time to get up out of here. But it's a tough one. The Bears end up losing to the Los Angeles Rams. Not the bowl we wanted on the season. Not the cherry on top that we were hoping for. But a great season nonetheless. I mean, we're going to be talking about this one for a while, guys. We're going to be talking about this season for years to come, and you're going to be thinking back to that first year under Ben Johnson, for whatever that might be in the future. But we'll be talking about that. You'll be talking about being this close to the Super Bowl, having Bad Bunny perform at your Super Bowl. I was going to go. My dad was going to take me if we got there.
Are you excited?
Oh, my gosh. That was probably the saddest part about the Bears losing, that I'm not going to the Super Bowl, see Bad Bunny perform. But this is going to be a season that lives for some time. Caleb Williams, they're close. Then you get to see how they bounce back from it, more so than anything else. How will they draft? That's a question I didn't even get to. Like, whoever they get in the first round of the draft isn't going to be somebody that would have helped them win that game, because the defense already played well, is what I'm trying to say. You got a draft. You have Max Crosby to get. But you get a Ben Johnson who's in year two of being a head coach. You get Caleb Williams in year two of running the Ben Johnson offense. You will be looked at as the favorite probably to win the NFC North next year heading into that. A different target on your back, right? Well, you didn't have that. You were the one chasing. People were taking you lightly, Bears and Bears fans alike. Now it changes up. But again, you guys are going to get an opportunity to listen to it all day here on 670 The Score. Coming up in just a second, Dustin Rhodes with the pregame show, leading you right into Mully and Hall. And they got three great guests for you. Of course, they got Olin Krutz at 7. They got Brad Biggs at 8. And they got Mike Florio in studio at 9 o'clock. Got to make sure you're here for that. Then, middays, Raheemy, Harris, Grody. They got Anthony Heron at 11, and then Dan Weeder at 1. And right after that, Spiegel and Holmes with the quarterback whisperer, Kurt Warner, to break down everything Caleb Williams. Shout out to Grant Leader for helping me out today producing. Great stuff, my guy. All right, mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima, that means until next time. I am Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score. Bears.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.